Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Friends, once again, this next chapter is not in chronological order. Apparently, the prophecies and the events contained in this chapter occurred about 3 years before the first wave of the Babylonians came. So let's read now Jeremiah chapter 26. Early in the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, the king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. This is what the Lord says, "Stand in the courtyard of the Lord's house and speak to all the people of the towns of Judah who come to worship in the house of the Lord. Tell them everything I command you. Do not omit a word. Perhaps they will listen, and each will turn from their evil ways. Then I will relent and not inflict on them the disaster I was planning because of the evil that they've done. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. If you do not listen to me and follow my law, which I've set before you, and if you do not listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I've sent to you again and again, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and this city a curse among all the nations of the earth." The priests, the prophets, and all of the people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord. But as soon as Jeremiah was finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests, the prophets, and all of the people seized him and said, "You must die. Why do you prophesy in the Lord's name that this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate and deserted?" And all of the people crowded around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard about these things, they went up from the royal palace to the house of the Lord and took their places at the entrance of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and all the people, "This man should be sentenced to death because he has prophesied against this city. You've heard it with your own ears." Then Jeremiah said to all of the officials and all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the things that you've heard. Now, reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring disaster he has pronounced against you. As for me, I'm in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right. Be assured, however, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on those who live in it. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing." Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, "This man should not be sentenced to death. He has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God." Some of the elders of the land stepped forward, and they said to the entire assembly of people, "Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. He told all the people of Judah, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble. The temple hill, a mound overgrown with thickets. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, or anyone else in Judah, put him to death? Did not Hezekiah fear the Lord and seek his favor? And did not the Lord relent so that he didn't bring the disaster he pronounced against them? We are about to bring a terrible disaster on ourselves." Now, Uriah, son of Shemaiah from Kiriath-Jearim, was another man who prophesied in the name of the Lord. He prophesied the same things against this city and this land as Jeremiah did. When King Jehoiakim and all of his officers and officials heard his words, the king was determined to put him to death. But Uriah heard of it and fled to Egypt. King Jehoiakim, however, sent Elnathan, son of Achbor, to Egypt along with some other men. They brought Uriah out of Egypt and took him to King Jehoiakim, who had him struck down with a sword, and his body was thrown into the burial place of the common people. Furthermore, Ahiakim, son of Shaphan, supported Jeremiah And so he was not handed over to the people to be put to death. And friends, this is an odd chapter. Odd for several reasons, not the least of which Jeremiah felt led to record these events. And this chapter is a retrospective looking back at a time that he was arrested. And so the timing for this is around 608 BC. As I mentioned at the introduction, it was about 3 years before the first wave of the Babylonians came. Jeremiah was told by the Lord to go stand in front of the temple and preach and prophesy. And so he did. And the Lord said, perhaps they will listen and each will turn from their evil ways. Then I will relent and not inflict on them the disaster I was planning. So at this point in time, there was still the possibility that they could avoid judgment. They could repent. They could turn back to the Lord. But they didn't repent. The priests and the prophets called for Jeremiah's arrest. As soon as Jeremiah was finished telling everything that the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests and the prophets and all the people said, "You must die." And so they continued to raise a ruckus. They arrested him. Jeremiah told them that he stood by his word, no matter what the consequences. The Lord had sent him, and he said, the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster if you repent. But as for me, you do whatever you think's right, Jeremiah said. But the Lord had sent me. Jeremiah affirmed those words, and you'll have innocent blood on your hands if you deal harshly with the messenger of the Lord. At this point, the city officials get involved, and they intervene on behalf of Jeremiah, and they mention a prophecy from Micah. They mention a prophet named Urijah, who unfortunately was executed for giving a similar word. And Jeremiah apparently had a very powerful defender in the mix named Ahiakim, son of Shaphan. This Ahiakim is a person that's named in 2 Kings in several places. He's also mentioned in Jeremiah 39 and Jeremiah 40. He was one of the great men of his day. And he had influence with the kings, and apparently he said Jeremiah shouldn't be put to death, and he wasn't put to death. So this Ahiakim is mentioned as someone who stood on the side of the prophet. Now, the text is the text, and Jeremiah has recounted that people didn't want to hear what God had to say. Rather than respond to the Lord, they turned on Jeremiah. Sadly, in the days in which we live, some people don't want to hear the word of the Lord. And as in the case of Jeremiah, he had to face the wrath of people that didn't want to hear the word of the Lord. Sometimes we too, if we stand for the Lord and we stand for his ways, we face the wrath of the people. But ultimately, anyone who is rebelling against the word of the Lord is rebelling against the Lord himself. The New Testament teaches this in 1 Thessalonians that those who don't obey the Lord are really rejecting God himself. And so even though Jeremiah had to put up with this mistreatment and these misunderstandings, he stayed true to continue giving the word of the Lord as he heard it from God. Friends, you and I must stand true as well. Even if we have opposition that makes us uncomfortable or even perhaps puts us in danger. Like Jeremiah, we've got to stand true to the word of the Lord as we understand it. So Lord, we pray that we would be faithful. God, Jeremiah was threatened with death, and yet he continued to prophesy, not only at this time, but for many years to come. Lord, may we be faithful in our generation. Lord, I doubt that many of us are called to go stand before the nations and prophesy on behalf of you. However, we're all called to be witnesses. In the New Testament in Acts chapter 1, Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses to Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." You'll go into all the earth. And so, Lord, we pray we would be faithful witnesses. May we be found faithful in our generation. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.